Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. The new Republican majorities in the General Assembly continue to claim that November's election was a mandate for their entire conservative agenda. The latest Elon University poll shows most people are not so thrilled with many of those issues and are even split on what lawmakers should do about taxes. Poll director Hunter Bacow joins us now with the details. Well, Hunter, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me again.
Let's start at the top. One of the big issues facing state lawmakers is whether or not to continue a sales tax and other taxes that were passed in 2009 to address the budget crisis. You ask about that, and it looks like people have changed their mind slightly.
They have slightly, but there's a difference in how we ask them. We ask on the front end to get a carte blanche perspective of how people think about the sales tax, and they oppose it. I mean, that's kind of natural. But then once we give them some other information and other questions about cutting programs unilaterally or laying off state workers, they kind of retreat on their perspectives and say they would rather, you know, support a sales tax than see all that happen.
That's not unexpected, is it? I mean, that sort of tracks what most polls have found when you ask people about taxes and then give them specifics.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we do it that way, because you want to get what their unadulterated opinion is first, and then with added information, see if that does change their perspective. And in this case, it did, because last fall we asked the same question. We found support for both questions, no matter where they were positioned. And this time, once they realized that, you know, things may be cutting, people may actually be losing their jobs, they were more willing to support a tax increase.
The governor, Beverly Perdue, how is she doing?
Across the public, she's not doing that badly, given the challenges she's facing with the economy and then the legislature. So, and what we saw here was kind of divided about her, you know, her approval ratings. She only had a plurality, not a majority, of support or opposition. So what we're thinking is that people are reserving their judgment until they see something as this session moves forward.
The next series of questions I thought were fascinating. The legislature's handling a lot of issues. One is the national health care reform debate, which has sort of come to Raleigh this session. You ask a lot of questions about this, which I thought were really interesting. Give us sort of an idea of what people in North Carolina think about health care reform.
People in North Carolina are kind of reflective of the political mood in North Carolina. They're divided. And the interesting thing here is, again, no one direction was over 50%. So we're talking about pluralities. And so they were pretty evenly split about supporting the Health Care Act, the National Health Care Act, at 40-39. And you can't get much closer than that. And then, you know, going through this, they do support North Carolina legislature's effort to move that bill forward as far as compelling people to have health insurance. And that kind of sustained itself through here. And that's emerging as the key factor in the health care debate, because we used the Kaiser Foundation poll that they did in January and put out some specific provisions. And, you know, across those provisions, there was majority support except for one, and that's the requirement to have people buy or purchase health care.
Things like pre-existing conditions and Medicare and those kind of
– exactly.
They're, I mean, for those. Right?
Yeah, well, we looked at about seven issues, and three of those were coming online within the year, and the other four were in the future within the next 3 years. And everyone was supported, it ranging from 50% all the way up to about 75%, 78%. That's what's interesting about this health care law. You know, when you drill down into it, the specific provisions, people pretty much support it. The only one sticking point is this compulsion, which isn't unusual. The federal government has compelled state governments to raise the drinking age from 18 to 21. Mm-hmm. And I think here the difference is, instead of compelling the state to do something, they're compelling individuals to do something. And I think that's where people are a little bit hesitant. And again, that's kind of reflected in these numbers, because we had we asked people about various scenarios, and 27% said they would just rather wait and see what happens to this law before they want to offer a perspective on it. And that's interesting in and of itself, because that gives us about 40% of the people who either support it or just kind of wait and see. And so, again, it reflects that division.
A couple of other issues that are coming up in the legislature this year, which you ask people about. One is the privatization of the ABC system, which has gotten a lot of publicity. What do people think?
They don't want to privatize it. That kind of caught us off guard, because we suspected with the Republicans in the legislature that might be one avenue they move forward to, particularly in the need of revenues. But people in the state don't want it that way. They see a state government role in it, and that's what they want.
Well, the next one is video poker and sweepstakes and other so-called vice. What do people think we should do about that?
About the same thing with alcohol. They actually supported making both video poker and the sweepstakes legal. but they don't want to see it widespread. In essence, we asked them, would you support or oppose it if, you know, across the state, if it were available for play throughout North Carolina? And there was division there, but opposition to that prevailed. And then we asked them about the legality or illegality of it, and they wanted it to be legal. So I think, and they also support this notion of controlling it and regulating it by a state agency. So I think part of it is they don't want it widespread, but they also see it as possible revenue enhancement.
Charter schools are a big issue. The Senate has passed a bill to abolish the charter school cap, and it's now goes to the House. What do people think in North Carolina we should do about the charter school cap?
Well, here we saw some disagreement with the General Assembly's movement. Overall, people support the notion of charter schools. Almost 80% support it. But when we started talking about specific aspects of the charter, that's where we saw some pullback. They didn't want the cap eliminated. 43% of the people thought we should adjust the cap, not eliminate it. And so that's one, that's counter to what the legislature is doing. And then a couple of the other specific provisions, they did not support charter schools being governed by their own independent agency. They didn't like that at all, and they felt that there should be state action, state control here with the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. 75% of the people agreed that they should be governing charter schools. So we saw some dissent with what the legislature is doing. So it might be interesting to see how this comes forward and when it lands on the governor's desk.
Another bill that was introduced recently was the one that's introduced, unfortunately, every session, the one to have a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. This one, I think, was a little surprising to some people, the findings.
It has been, because I've had some feedback, both positive and negative, on this information. It's kind of following what the state, I think, in general, where the state's moving in general as far as sentiments to some of these morality issues, and this being one of those where we see that people support same-sex marriage. They don't support this amendment, and provided, and it's, we found that consistent. They oppose any amendment, 55%, and then when we give them the additional information, that same number holds. So there is, a decent, specific opposition to this amendment. And we have a similar percent, 57% support either recognition or full recognition, civil recognition or full recognition of same-sex marriages. So that might be an issue that can become a sticking point. And we've seen it in other states where the Republicans want to put this on the agenda, and I think it's kind of being used as a strategy to mitigate the Obama turnout effect in 12. And so it'll be interesting to see if it does emerge in North Carolina.
You mentioned that this is sort of what North Carolina is becoming. Do you think this means that, I mean, in terms of the electorate, does this mean that these are, would you guess, new people moving to the state, or a generational change? How would you
explain? It's two things. One is the people moving into the state are more moderate, and they don't have any affinity towards the North Carolina Democrats or the North Carolina Republicans. They don't want to merge into any extreme, so they're really, truly middle of the road. The other aspect is North Carolina is becoming an urban state, and we'll find out definitely how urban when the census gets its numbers out. And I think urbanism breeds tolerance, and I think these issues, people don't see it as something uncommon, and they begin to tolerate different lifestyles.
Well, as always, it's fascinating information. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.